Yeah, let's pick it up from the bottom of the Zion of the last three lines. Toshma. Sikhu of Nisarim shall erish, Shesh ben Dalit, Dibi Akav Sulu, Ein ben Dalit, Meir Pesel, Rebi the Machshu. Maidra Meir, Shem Eish ben Nesel, Nesel, Kim Lein Nesel, Shnei Pesel, Ben Eim, Lukshera. So I says, Bishlam, Amad, Omer ben Be'em, Tzim, Ben Minas, Had, Ben Dalit, Ben Dalit, Amis, Shem Al, Fikshera, I understand. Why, this case, you have Nesel, Psal, Nesel, Psal, why is it kosher? Because no individual Psal is more than Dalit Amis. No individual Nesel, rather, is more than Dalit Amis. Amad, Omer ben Tzim, Be'em, Tzim, Be'em, Tzim, So then, a Mike Shera, every one of the Nesarim is Dalit Vach. I'm Rav Huna Breda B'shuach of a Sukkot Lehavi Lashvayna Mitzum Tzomas Eskinum. The whole Sukkot Eid Amas Wai. The Yod Nesir Psalm Nesir Psalm Nesir Psalm Lehai Gisu Nesir Psalm Nesir Psalm Nesir Psalm Lehai Gisu. The Hav Lashnei Psalm Be Emsa. So in the middle it comes out, you have two Psalms. So the middle is the Hechsha Sukkot. The big Hechsha Sukkot Be Emsa. And that's the Hechsha Sukkot. And it goes with Leif and Akumah. So you have Leif and Akumah from the two sides, and you have Shmoy Mitzvah from Schach Kosher in the middle. And that's why that case is Kosher. So Rashi says, in this case I don't want to go into the details of it, but I want to just talk about the Rashi, famous Rashi. The Rashi says, B'sech HaDvarim, Rashi says, that Tachas and Nesorim lo Yisham. Tachas and Nesorim lo Yisham. But the Sukkot is not possible because we said, Leif and Akumah. So, L'chayim HaMedayik and the Rashi, Tachas and Nesorim lo Yisham, the Rashi holds, you can't sleep under the Nesorim, but under the Psalim, it's hakosha, you could sleep, even though it's under a case of, even though it's a doifa in akuma. That's what Chorot says here in this Rashi, similar to the Chiddush. Now, even in a case of doifa in akuma, if the doifa in akuma itself, the dalet amos of doifa in akuma, the pochus of dalet amos of doifa in akuma are made up of nesru psal, alternating nesru psal, meaning sach posel and sach kosha. So under the sach posel shaboy, you can't sleep. But under the sach hakosha shaboy, you could sleep. Even though it's under, even though this Schach Kosher has been incorporated into a Daifa and Akuma. That's a Maritika Chiddush and Ashi, that even though we say Daifa and Akuma, Daifa and Akuma doesn't preclude that you should be able to sleep under the Daifa, to the extent that the Daifa is made out of Schach Kosher. So a little bit, we touched on this already in the past. First of all, the other issue. I mean, Ashi and Svar needs to ask, we'll come to that a little later in the Shishon today. What's the Svar? It's a doifin, how can you sleep under a doifin? The chari, how can you sleep under the schach? That's number one. The case everybody understands the. We don't have to go for the. So it's stam, what's the svar of Rashi? Putting the svar of Rashi aside, number one, it's in the chari, not like the Ran and the Ritva and the Sugiv Istaba. The Ran and the Ritva, by the Sugiv Istaba, when they talk to two stolen, how does doifin akuma work? Does doifin akuma mean that the schach becomes a doifin, which is the way Rashi holds in Rashi Zai? Or does it mean that we're makar of the doifin to the. To the schach, so Rashi and Ritva, so the Ritva and the Ram both say, Nachkemin would be if you could, in the case of Tzidei Eitzibo, could you sleep under the schach? Could you sleep by the side by the Tzidei Eitzibo? If it's just the Iskarvos, but the schach doesn't become a doifin, so the schach remains a schach, and even though it's the Malam Yashrim, but we could say Psala Yetzay, and you could sleep under the schach since you have an extra sukkah that's the Malam Yashrim. So even the schach that's the Malam Yashrim, you could sleep under it between Psala Yetzay and the sukkah, because it's still schach. But if Daifin Akuma means the Sach becomes Daifin, then you can't sleep because what's probably actually going to help? You can't sleep under a Daifin. So they seem to take for granted that once you say Daifin Akuma, if Daifin Akuma means, as Rashi says it means, that the Sach becomes a Daifin, then that right away precludes that you can't sleep under it. How can you sleep under a Daifin? And you see in Rashi not the way. Rashi holds that even if the Sach becomes a Daifin, as long as it's not, even if the Sach becomes a Daifin, you can still sleep under it. Can't sleep under a Nesir. That's a different thing. That's not because it's a doifin. It's because it's schach posel. And it doesn't help Psal Yetzir, because it's schach posel be'etzim, not just l'mal and l'chof, where you could say Psal Yetzir. But to the extent that it's a... But the fact that it's a doifin is not the problem. The Kitzer, Rashi says, Rashi also, in the case we have doifin akum, and the doifin akum itself is made of Nesir psal, the fact that it's a doifin is not a reason not to sleep under it. What's your reason not to sleep under it is that it's schach posel. But that's only the Nesir. The psalim are schach kosher. So there you could sleep. Not like the Ran and the Ritva. On the one hand. On the other hand, Matzanu Lechover, there is a reason to hold like Rashi, I think, in this regard, that you can sleep under, in the case of Daifin Akuma, you could still sleep under the Daifin. And that's the Rebbeinu Chanan al Daffy Test that we talked about yesterday. Because what does it say in Daffy Test? The Gemara over there says that Shal Yaisim in a Sukkah, needing a Sukkah, what does it mean? Rashi says it means, Schach Posel Pochus Megimel Tvachim, So when they asked Lehail Avi, what's the Chiddush Lehail Avi? So when they answer Zemes Tarif Yishen and Tachtav, Zemes Tarif Ein Yishen and Tachtav. So the focus Rashi and Tosfos, what does it mean? Which one is which? Rashi says it means that the Avi is Yishen, Avi Prokos Megimel, Zemes Tarif Ein Yishen and Tachtav, Chapasol Zemes Tarif Yishen and Tachtav. Tosfos learns the opposite. Rebbeinu Chananel, there is a different Shah and Tarif. We saw the Rebbeinu Chananel yesterday. Let's take a look again inside. It's in the Isvah Hadi Gemara. It's the first wide line on the bottom. If Hashem of Israel is half possible, focus on Gilm Sukkana, but my Psal Karlim, they shall mehefsh Sukkah, who may spin a little hail, Avir, the Ashkham, Sulik Sukkah, Pokas, and Menu, but he Avir Pokas, and Gimel, the Sukkana. What's the Kiddush? So my answer is Vidochi Roba, my Pokas, and Gimel, Mistar, if you shame the Tachto. Get a Kaimel and Kilobodomic. Pokas, and Gimel, Mistar, if you shame the Tachto. Passes both by Avir and by Schach Posel. The Mitztarif Ve'en Yishen in Tachtov, that's a different case. Ava Schach Posel Mitztarif L'Talar Amis Min Atzad Ve'en Yishen in Tachtov K'disnan Nosan L'Nesesh Rochov Dalat Rochum K'sheiro U'Bilvad Shlo Yishen Tachtov. So the Rebbein Chanan learns Pshat, a Mechudosh to Kavshat. Shal how he reads the Shach L'Vitari, the Gemara has us an answer to Lo Yehel Avir, but putting that aside. What does it mean? Zem istarif yishen and tachtav. Zem istarif ein yishen and tachtav. So zem istarif yishen and tachtav means chach pachas megimel. That's mistarif the ein yishen and tachtav. The yishen, sorry, mistarif the yishen and tachtav. Because it's pachas megimel. It's lower than the yishen and tachtav. The case of chach posel, that's mistarif, but it's not yishen and tachtav. Is the case of the Mishnah we have a neser ruch of dalit, and we pass in Rebbeinu Chananel passes like most Rishonim that dalit chokum is a shir psul. So, but the Mishnah says that it's ein yishen and tachtav, but it's kosher. The Mishnah says that it's kosher. Nosan l'nesh shrochav dalit sheir of ein yishen and tachtav. So how does it work? How does it sheir? It's dalit shrochav. So what did the Gemara say? Of course, the Gemara. It's talking about dalit amis min atzad. They took this neser dalit shrochav neser. It's posel. It's a neser that's posel. Dalit shrochav is a neser that's posel. And when you put it in that, you put it atzad, and now it's doif and akuma. So the Mishnah says that it's sheir of ein yishen and tachtav. That's the case of Mistarif Ein Yishen and Tachtav the Gemara is talking about. So I think that's what he says. So the kash, the problem here is double. First of all, that's an idea. That's called Mistarif Yishen and Tachtav Ein Yishen and Tachtav. Not Mistarif. It becomes a doifin. Of course, it's not Mistarif to the Sukkah. Okay, it's not part of it. It's not Mistarif to the Sukkah. It just becomes doifin. That's the din of doifin and kum. It becomes doifin. Number one, I mean, how is this a case of mistarif? This is called mistarif for any chain of tachtov. Again, the cases you have a neser, it's chach posel, dalit vachum, which is a shir, chach posel. It has all the bad things. It's a neser, the shroch of dalit, which is chach posel. It has a shir of dalit vachum, which is a shir, chach posel. It shouldn't validate the whole sukkah, except that it's in that tzad, so it's left in a kum. So that's what the Gemara calls mistarif, but any chain of tachtov. That's not mistarif. It's not mistarif. It becomes a doifah. Moreover, the Gemara itself goes on and says, how could something be mistarif and any shein of tachtov, mika midi, and then the Hemshach over there in your test. The Gemara says, mika midi. Mika midi, it's terufi mistarif, who atzme any kosher. How could it be that it's mistarif, but it's still kosher? Manashach, if it's mistarif, then it should be kosher, it should be shein of tachtov. And if it's not mistarif, then how's it it? But the Gemara says, how could it be such an animal that's mistarif and any shein of tachtov? The Gemara says, yes. Titanirah kechiyach, you see in Hilchus Mikvois, you can have sometimes the mud which is mistarif to the Shir Rabbam Sov, but you can't be toivel in it. So you see, there's such an ambiguous status that something's mistarif, but it's any shein of tachtov. What is the what? What's ambiguous over here? It's a doifin. That's a din of doifin akumah. This neser becomes a doifin. It's nothing to do with titanirah. It's a doifin. So it's any shein of tachtov because it's a doifin, and the sukkah is kosher because it's a doifin. Like, what is the Gemara want? What's peculiar over here in the being with Starif and Yishen and Tachtav? So the Chorot, the Havana, you see in this Rebbeinu Chananel. That Rebbeinu Chananel holds that even though this is a case of Doifin Akuma, the reason why you can't sleep under it is not because it's a Doifin. As far as being a Doifin is concerned, you can still sleep under it. The reason why you can't sleep under it is because it's Chach Posel. And you can't sleep under Schach Posel. Rabbi Hanan holds like Rashi that be'etzem, just because we say Daifin Akuma, Daifin Akuma takes care of the flogger, but it's still schach. Even after you say Daifin Akuma, it's still schach. It's schach possible maybe, but it's still schach. And the reason why it's ain't yishen tachtov is not because it's a Daifin. It could be a Daifin, it could still be yishen tachtov. The reason why it's ain't yishen tachtov is because schach possible is ain't yishen tachtov. So the Gemara says, so you see in this Mishnah, says the Gemara, that schach posel, that has a shear of Dal Tochen, even though it's mitzar to the sukkah, meaning it's part of the schach, the Kumah doesn't stop it from being part of the schach. It's still called Eini Shein Taktov, because the same way you can't sleep under an Esser. It's like Rashi Ben Esser Psa. This Rabbeinu Chananel is mamish like Rashi Ben Esser Psa. What does Rashi say Ben Esser Psa? You have a doifin akumo, you could still sleep under it. You can't sleep under the Nesser, because that's midin, you can't sleep under Schach Bosel. You could sleep under the Psal, not under the Nesser. So Rabbeinu Chananel, that's what Rabbeinu Chananel learned as well. Says Rabbeinu Chananel, you see in the halacha, the tachas and the storm leishan, he says that's the din of the Mishnah. That the Nesser is ein yishen and tachtov. That's really Rashi din, Ketachas and the Sorem Leishan. You see that there's a din, you can't sleep under a Nesser. Even though it doesn't fit in the reality of the Sukkah, it's mitztarach to the Schach. It's mitztarach, it's part of the Schach. But you can't sleep under it. So from here the Gemara saw that there's a case that something could be part of the Schach, and yet, since the Schach Bosel is saying Yishen and Tachtov, that Gemara, how could it be, and where's it, and so on and so forth. So Kapon Lachitz Chachori, see from this Rebbeinu Chananel, Mamach Abderach, Shitas Rashi, that even after we say that in Akumo, it doesn't stop being a Schach, but Etzim, you can sleep under it, except to the extent that you can't sleep under an Esser. You can't sleep under Schach Bosel. Agavukol, I think this is also the Pshat, the Chol is the Kashin of Rebbeinu Chananel altogether. If the Gemara is making a distinction between Psal Yosim in a Sukkah, which is Chach Bosel, Pochas and Gimel, which is Mitzarev, V'yishen et Achtov, and Chach Bosel, which is more than Gimel, which is Mitzarev, V'en Yishen et Achtov. So why does Rebbeinu Chananel have to bring a case of Deifin Akumba? You have a Nesir, which is Rochav Dalad, and there's Deifin Akumba, that's why the Sukkah is kosher. Why don't you say a simpler case? You have Chach Bosel, that's more than Gimel, but less than Dalad. Because Shitas Rebbeinu Chananel, according to other Yishayim, is not such a case. If it's more than Gimel, then the Sukkah, then it's Botzalei Shira, and the whole Sukkah Khan is possible. But Shitas Rebbeinu Chananel, in that, was that, in a Sukkah Khtano, the Shira of Schach Bosel to Pasel is Dalet Bokum. So that means between less than Dalet, even if it's more than Gimel, it already doesn't pass to the Sukkah. But it must be that it's any Yishayim and Tachtav, because only Pachas and Gimel is Yishayim and Tachtav. So why, when the Gemara said Zem Estarif Yishen Tachtav, Zem Estarif Ein Yishen Tachtav, if Rabbeinu Chananel is learning that we're being mechalik here between the different kinds of Schach Posel, the Schach Posel of Pochus and Gilma, which is Yishen Tachtav, and the Schach Posel that's bigger, which is Ein Yishen Tachtav. So why, the way Rabbeinu Chananel is learning, the case that Yishen Tachtav is Pochus and Gilma, the case that's Ein Yishen Tachtav is that it's Dalet with Leif and Akuma. Why a case of Dalet with Leif and Akuma? Say a case of Pochus with Dalet without Leif and Akuma. So I think you have to say the answer is in the Chanami. The Gemara could have said that too, but who says that it's true? Maybe that's also Yishen and Tachtav. So the Gemara is being arrived from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that a Nesir with Toif and Akuma is any Yishen and Tachtav. So I'll derech Raya. The Chanami. The din is Emes even by between Gimel and Dalet without Toif and Akuma. But where does it say that in the Mishnah? So Rabbeinu Chanan tells me, no, I'll show you a Mishnah that says the Feirish. That's Chach, that's more than Gimel Tochim, that's not Lovud, even if it doesn't invalidate the Sukkah, it's any Yishen and Tachtav. And Mela, who had in between Gimel and Dalet, without Toif and Akuma, it's also Ein Yishen and Tachtov. And again, this brings out the same point. What's the dinyan? Dalet Tochen with Toif and Akuma, that's Toif and Akuma. Between Gimel and Dalet, that doesn't need Toif and Akuma. So what's the comparison? The Teretz says, he doesn't think that matters. Dalet Tochen with Toif and Akuma is like Pochus with Dalet without Toif and Akuma. Toif and Akuma is a way to get out of the problem of the Zechatzitzo, and the whole Sukkah should be possible because the Zechatzitzo between the Toif and the Zechakosha. So you have to say Toif and Akuma. But once you say Toif and Akuma, that's it, you should be able to sleep under everything. The reason why you can't is because there's a Nesser, and a Nesser more than Gimel, which is not love, but it's any Yishen and Tachtav. And maybe who has been if it's Pochus and Dalet, without Toif and Akuma. But as long as it's not Pochus and Gimel, it's not love, but it remains any Yishen and Tachtav. Okay, so anyway, Zachinu, that we have your Shitas Rashi and Shitas Rebbeinu Chananel, that even after Toif and Akuma, you could sleep under all of the Schach. Unless it happens to be schach basel, and to the extent that it happens to be schach basel, then it's any shein tachta. But those parts of the doif and the kumah that are not schach basel, because when takes a rashi, you can sleep under them. Okay, so come, it needs a hezbri lomus. Chayim lomus, hard to understand. If it's a doif, then how can you sleep under it? Not schach. Is it schach? Is it not schach? What is this exactly? Is the status over here that it's a doif and when you doif and a kumah, but you can still sleep under a kilo of schach? That we'll see later. Let's see if I can do one. Amar Rabbi, Avir, Shleishu B'suk Gdela. You have Avir more than Gimel. U'miyatoy, Ben B'kan and Ben B'shpudim have a meat. If you might it with Kan and Ben Skoga, then you have Shach Kosher. And even if you might with Shpudim, So it's pochus mikshir avir and it's pochus mikshir of shputim and they're not mistakes like we had in the Gemara before. Here's even better than the Gemara before. Before, in the case of Rabbi Zayin and Aleph, we said avir and chachos are not mistakes. That was a case where you had a sachakel of dalat pochum. Rabbi says not mistakes anyway. Here you don't even have dalat pochum; it's gimel pochum. Sachakel is gimel pochum and some of it's chachos. That's the pochus of not mistakes. Even things that are mistakes, they're only mistakes to the shira golem, not to the shira kol. So this is a positive thing. But says Habayi, the hani mili min atzar, avol beemsa, that avir pochus migimul beemsa, pligi beramachav amina, chadam yesh lovet beemsa vechadam ein lovet beemsa. My time in the mandam yesh lovet beemsa. Tani koyr yisim kaisel zev in the gas bekaisel achav bechens the koyr echad yisim achas yisim kaisel zev achas yisim kaisel achav ein noigis ubazu pokus and gimel ein tzorach lovi koyr acheres. Because say lov shloish tzorach lovi koyr acheres. So you see that this lov advancer. The idoch shayn yicheres derabon. A time of the madomer ein lov advancer. It's not a ruba shiv bayis above the sekta for tumah bayis kulatomik mashin negari uba tor tumah negari uba kolah bayis kulator ein ruba sekta for tumah bayis negari uba tor tumah negari uba kolah bayis kulator. So you see, you don't say lovet. So you have an aruba tefach, you don't say lovet. Don't say it's kisosim al yirei lovet. V'idach shayin l'slum ad'hofi gmiru. So that's the Gemara. We have a machaikas, yesh lovet v'hem say lovet. Says the Ran, we talked about the Ran in the past, when we were talking about the nyonam of lovet. What's the svar ein lovet v'hem say? Make a taste ein lovet v'hem say. That's the Ran. Because lovet is milchitz mechitzo. And schach is not a mechitzo. So the Melo, maybe in love with Bamsa. Other Madama, the Madam Yesh love with Bamsa, the Ram doesn't say so much. Apparently, you don't have to have a Mechitza to say love. So here I want to open a discussion. I think there's. This is a place to talk about a broad issue here in Sukkah. In a way, a lot of things here are coming together from the whole pair. I start with this. We have two inyonim when it comes to Schach. Two metrics. On the one hand, we have the Mishnah Tesvav that if you were Mesachach, a Makaris Sukkosu, Bishbudim, like Ruchas, Bahamito, and Yezhevach, Benayim, Kamaris, and Shera, and Ma Psuva. That schach kosh, you need 50, more than 50% or 50% machaikas. You need to have yeshiva b'nei k'moisa. We have schach kosh and schach posel. You have to, if it's roiv schach posel, roiv shvudim, it's not good. Roiv schach kosher, it is good. The Gemara we saw there, machaikas, what if it's 50-50, exactly 50-50? So the Gemara said, it's totally in Rav Pop and Rav Hunar Beit Hamishud, the machaikas of Oymid Paritz Koymid in by Hilfus Mechitza by in Erevin. The man to Omar that you need Oymid Muvala Paritz and Paritz Koymid is no good, so here it's also no good. The man to Omar that it's enough that it shouldn't be Paritz Muvala Oymid, so then by Sukkah also it's enough that it's not Roiv Schach possible. So that's one concept. You have the same thing by Avir and Schach. So that's Gemara Chafei's Avir, by Avir it's a little different. By Avir we say 50-50 is no good, so we shouldn't speak out because Avir is Mispashit, so therefore it will become Kamsim Mitzil also. In those Gemaras you don't find that Lovot should help. We had the Moshul Schach Avir, and it was Roy Avir and Miyut Schach, or Roy Schach Posel and Miyut Schach Kosher. So what Shemanu, when the Rishonim speak at the Ferish, doesn't matter if it's Lovot. What if they had a Schach that was 75% Avir and only 25% Schach? But all the Avirs were Prochus and Gimel Tov. So we wouldn't say Lovot, oh, now it's all Schach, it's Lovot. And the Kovim of Kanim, it's Roshon Chanish, the Kovim Tanim, even Masidim. We don't say that. The Maisa, it's Yosef and Mechamos. In Tosis Rit, by the Sugi of Kizuzu El, Kizuzu El, Kizuzu El, Kizuzu El, Kizuzu El, speaks that out to Perish. That Lovet is irrelevant by Tosim and Mechamos. The Maisa is still, it's still, you need Lovet itself. Lovet doesn't, Lovet is irrelevant. Then we have another concept. So we have more animals. That if you have... By the way, in the concept of... That concept over there, the Mishnah Tesvot, that you need Roiv Schach Kosher, or at least 50% Schach Kosher. And the Gemara compares it to Oymer Ruv Al HaFaretz, which you have by Mechitzis, by Erevin. Chor there is Lova Poshet. That once you have Oymed Ruvel HaParetz, the fact that there's one particular break that's more than Gimel Tochem or something, it shouldn't really be an issue. In Hilchos Mechitza, as long as you have Oymed Ruvel HaParetz, I don't care if some of the breaks are more than Gimel Tochem. Then we have the Sugis Vayos. We have set up a new concept that if you have Avir Mapsik running down the middle of the Schach, Rochel Gimel, the place of Nekula, or Schach Fossil, more than Dalit Fossil, of Nekula, so it divides the Schach in half, and the Melech Fossil, the place explains that after Zion, because each one of the Schachs only has two walls, only doesn't have three panics. Doesn't seem to help over here that it's Silosim with Mechamosim. We don't say, no, it's not a problem, it's Silosim with Mechamosim. But there's a Hefzid down the middle, divided up into two Schachs. On the other hand, Lobot helps. Because Megimel, if it's Lovot, if Yesh Lovot ends at least, then Lovot helps. When it's Hav, Lovot helps for sure. So we need to have Avon over here. It sounds like we have two different things going on. On the one hand, we have a Gemara Daf Tesvov that's Medame Schach to Mechitzus to Oymed Ruvel HaParetz. That you need to have Gidrei Oymed Ruvel HaParetz. The Roiv Schach and Miut Avir, Roiv Schach and Miut Schach Posit. Or at least Mechsal Mechsal. Or jump up, it's enough Mechsal Mechsal. And the Gemara is Medama Tadina Yoimin Mubala Poritz. But for that halacha of Yoimin Mubala Poritz, Lomud is not going to, doesn't help. If you have Miut Schach and Roiv Avir, even if any individual avir is less than Gimel Tochem, all the avirs are less than Gimel Tochem, doesn't matter. The Maisa is Chamsim Rumitzilosa, that's called Poritz, it's Poritz and Ruba Laivit. And the same thing with Schach Posel. If you have Schach Posel, Reb Shpoidim and Miyat Schach, then it's no good because it's called Poritz and Ruba Laivit. Mechzal Mechzal Machoikis. Lovud Leimalav Leimalav. Lovud over there doesn't help. And we have Gemara by us that if you have Avir Al Pnei Kulo, then that's a problem. And why is that a problem? In Dimei Oymed Ruvel HaParetz, you could have a Hefzik in the middle and it's not a problem. In a Mechitzah, you could have a Mechitzah running down. As long as Oymed Ruvel HaParetz, I don't care if you have breaks you have a fence running around a yard, and as long as Oymed Ruvel HaParetz, even though there are many breaks that are more than Gimel Tvachim, who cares? And the Maisa is Oymed Ruvel HaParetz. And here, all of a sudden, we have this new concept by Yitzchak, even though in Daftas Rav, we were Medamet to Dina Mechitza, we were Medamet to Dina Eben Ruvel Aparetz. And by Eben Ruvel Aparetz, all you need is Eben Ruvel Aparetz, and that's sufficient, and I don't care that there's a break more than Gimel Tvachem, as long as Eben Ruvel Aparetz. So we're Medamet Yitzchak to Mechitza. And over here, you seem to say that no, it's not like Mechitza. Here, if you have a Havir of Tekul, a Gimel Tvachem, it divides it in half, and you know. And on the other hand, in the issue over here about the Avir and Yitzchak Posel dividing the Yitzchak in half, love it helps. But I didn't invite Mubel Aparetz. Or Yitzchak Kosh, it's Silsa Mubel Chamosa over there, love it does not. Even though, by Mechitza Shabbos, love it does take care of Mubel Aparetz. The kids say, I want to get a handle on this. And it's like two different worlds, and they seem to be run by two different rules, set of rules. We have the world of Daftas Vav and Daftas Beis, the Sugis of Shmud, of Mesachas Sukhosi, the Shmudim, Ibn Balaparas, the Sugis of Kazuz of Mil'el, all of those Sugis of Tzilosim and Mechamosa and Ibn Balaparas. And in that world, Lovud is not a player. We don't care, it doesn't help that it's Lovud. We just look, is it Rav Tzel, Rav Chama, Rav Sakhosi, Rav Shmudim? That's all we care about. Lovud, who cares? And then we have the Gemara by us. So a different concept, that Avraham Nekulu divides the Yitzchak in half. And over here, Lova does help. And how are both of these different than Shabbos? Because in Shabbos, in Shabbos we only have one din, Oymur Bala Paretz. But in Shabbos, Lova helps for Oymur Bala Paretz. If you have a Mechitza Shokamim, so it's good. What do you need? It's only Paretz. No, since every individual pierces less than Gimel Tvachim, that's called Oymid. So likewise, that's like neither Hilchah Shabbos seems to be neither like the one nor like the other, something in between. In Hilchah Sukkah, even though the Gemara in Tesvav is Medames Chach to Mechitza, the Gemara in Shabbos in Daftas Tesvav is Medame Dine Schach to Dine Mechitza, that there's a concept of Oymid Vola Poros by Schach as well, the same way there is by Mechitza. But by Schach, Lova doesn't help. Then we have the Gemara by us that says that Avraham Tekula is a problem, my Mechitza is not a problem, but Lova does help. And in Shabbos itself, well, you have something that's in between. You have the Din of Oymur Bala Paretz, and that's all you have. Oymur Bala Paretz, there's no Din of a Hefzik Yos and a Gimel messing up the Mechitza. There's not such Din. You could have a Pesach in the Mechitza more than Gimel, and it's fine. As long as you have Oymur Bala Paretz. So that seems to be more like the rules of that as well. But on the other hand, Lova helps. That's more like the rules by us. It's a very big plunder over here. Confusion over here. Well, what's the... What are the Gdorim over here? So let's first start off with that Tezvav. The Sugi Sugi Tezvav and Kavbeis. Just chazer a little bit, stuff that we talked about at the beginning of the parak. Let's try to understand that section. And then we'll come and we'll talk about this section. So we'll start off with Stira the Rishayim is. Now on the one hand, the Gmur Daft Tezvav says that by Yitzchak Kosher and Yitzchak Posel, it's Roy Yitzchak Kosher, Mitzachas Kosher, Bishpudim, and Beruchas Hamito, says the Mishnah. Yeshevet Manem, the Moisum, Shere, the Lapsula. And the Gemara over there says that 50-50 is totally not popular in the Buddha Vedusha. It's an issue of Oymen Mubala Paras, Paras Mubala Oymen, and it's connected. The case of 50-50, 50% Shpudim, and 50% Yitzchak Kosher, it's totally the Mechlekes Rav Papa and Rav Bar Yehoshua. The Aparetz Koymed by Mechitzas. Rav Papa holds it's kosher. The Gemara says in Erevin because Rav Papa holds that the halacha of Oymur Bala Paretz really means Al Tifrei Zruba. Doesn't need Gedor Ruba. Just needs Al Tifrei Zruba. And Rav Bar Yehoshua said no, you need Gedor Ruba. So 50% is not enough. And the halacha is like a papa. 50% is good. So 50% is chak kosher. 50% is chak posel. Therefore, most Rishonim hold this fight. The Ramazan from Shita, but the Rav Yishayim holds based on that Gemara that 50-50 is good. On the other hand, the Gemara Chofes and Beis says by a case of Avir, if you have Schach with Avir, so the Gemara says 50% is no good. That's Gzuel, Misrum, Kistrum, with Takos, but 50% Schach Kosher, 50% Avir is no good. So the Rishayim asks, the steer between the Gemara is 50-50, but how come by Shpudim 50-50 is good, according to your Papa, La Halacha? And by Abir, 50% is no. So the Rosh says that Chodbeis is different, because by Abir, the Abir is mispashit. And Nitna Halacha Shiei Tzel Merubah. The regular rate, seeming that we learned not the way in the end, but the yeshivish rate, is that the Rosh is saying that there's two dinim. There's the dinim machitza that you have in that as well. It's hachas and machitza. It's hasem that speaks that, the first thing speaks that, the first one, that's opposite. Hakim imor bi medam et poetz goyim et tischach, poetz goyim et zilkas machitza. Rachmona omer gedoi uva, rachmona omer al tifetz uva. It's an issue of the halacha, which we see now of machitzas. What's the right to do tischach? So this is saying, this must be schach as a machitza. Different kind of machitza, it's a machitza. The Rosh is saying that there's two dinim. Besides the halacha machitza, there's another halacha. You also have to have self. Therefore, 50-50, if it's schach posel, so fine, you have 50% self, that's good enough. And you have a 50% machitza, halacha, that's also good enough, because we hold like a papa. But by Abir, Abir is mispashit, so your machitza may be fine, but lamata, you don't have self. That's the way how to understand the Rosh. Nitna halacha she yetzel merubah means there's a separate halacha besides that as well. There's a new which is mechitzas. Hilchas mechitzas. There's another halacha you have to have itself. On the other hand, the Ran, he talks of two that's again. The Ran also says that the Abbas is mispashit. All the Rishonim, except for the time, we're not going to talk about it. All the Rishonim learn that the difference is the Abbas is mispashit, but they say it in different nuschos. The nusach of the Ran is that since the Abbas is mispashit, so it's a pirtz in the schach. And then the Ran is another nekuda, which if you remember we talked about a lot, the Ran discusses Leman da Omar Paretz Goyim it is no good, which is not the way you pass it, but Leman da Omar that it's no good. It's mashma in the Mishnah that if you have on the floor 50-50 selling schach, it will be kosher. Why is it kosher? You should have to have Hashat of Roy Tzel, because we have Rav Rebbe Yeshua says you need Oymid Merubah Laparetz. So the Ran says even though it's 50-50, but since Lamal is Roy and Lamatz if it's 50-50, so if you integrate everything together, so it comes out like it's a Roy. That's called Oymid Merubah. Since on top is more than 50% and on bottom is 50%, so the Sach Hakol Dakol is that it's Kilu and Oymid Merubah. Like you integrate the. From the schach all the way down, and it comes out that it's called Omer de Merubah. So the Dukan around, it's not Tudinim. If it's Tudinim, then it's Tudif and Idoinim. There's a need in the top, there's a need in the bottom, you can't put the two together. And Bechal, the Lashon around it is a pirtza, that the Rav Chama below is a pirtza in the schach, but not much, but it's a separate halach. So the Rav, so therefore the Rav in the Ran, also Yeshivish Rav in the Ran, is that the Ran also is not Tudinim. It's one din, Mechitzu, like the Moran says, well, Tilchas Mechitzu. But it's a special kind of Mechitzu. It's a mechitza that has to be chaytzeis. It's a mechitza that has to be a mechitza b'pnei achama. And therefore, it's a mechitza in which pirtzes achama is called the pirtza. So if the chama is mispashit down below, so in the way that you have right chama, so that's called the mechitza, the mechitza putza. So that's the standard rate. That according to the Rosh, there's two dinim. There's a din, schach, that's hilkas mechitza, daft as well. And then there's another halacha, nitna halacha she ate sel ruba, that's not chobes, this is the pisuzum el, two halachas. And the Ran, there's one halacha, tezvav, hilchas mechitza. But it's a specialized mechitza that the chama can make a pirtz in. So if the chama is mispashit, it creates, it becomes like parts of ruba lahim. That's the standard received rate. Maisa, I think it's not right. I said it at the time. Tell me this anyway. First of all, the Rosh by us says beferish that schach is not a mechitza. The Rosh explains about Lomar and Lomar Bem, so he says because the schach is not a mechitza and Lomar is only a mechitza. So right off the bat, it seems to be it's against all this right that schach is a mechitza. Number two, in the Rosh also we had the Yukon. The Rosh, we asked at the time, the Rosh's lesson is very strange. The Rosh is Nitna Halacha Sheitzel Merubah. Number one, why does he have to say it's Halacha? Let us say. Most of you say that Schach has to be Metzel because the word Schach means that it's Metzel. The Rosh makes it like halacha moshe mishi out of it. Nitna halacha she tell Meruvah. Number two, it's not even right. It's not tell Meruvah. The halacha is there has to be 50-50. And Chav Bezim and Bez, it says that if you have half schachr, half tell and half chamo on the floor, so it's kosher. That's the Gemara in Chav Bezim. Where is the steer between two mishnayos? One mishnah says, tzilosim v'mechamos is kosher, ha-mechza ha-mechza is posel. The other Gemara says, chamsum v'mechilos is posel, ha-mechza ha-mechza kosher. Gemara's answer is, homi l'mala, homi l'mata. If you look at the schach, 50-50 is no good. But if you look at the floor, 50-50 is good. Because if you look at the schach, 50-50 is no good because the obvious mispashim. And you're going to have a time down below. But if you look down below, as long as you're 50-50, so then you're good. So you see that down below, the tzel only has to be 50-50. How can the Rosh say, nitna halacha shei tzel merubah? So the Rosh is doubly sure. What is he talking about halacha? And what does he say, tzel merubah? Is that true? You don't need to help tzel merubah. You need the tzel shouldn't be a meal. The kash is the beginning of the mesechla. That the tzel shouldn't be bottle of a right. There's no din of tzel merubah. Also, b'chal the loshon selim rubas and b'nei loshon. You should have said selim rubas mechamos. That's the loshon of the Gemara all everywhere. Selim rubas mechamos. Rosh wanted to spare. Just wanted to stay with the little in. Selim rubas. The standard loshon is selim rubas mechamos. What's it? Nitna halacha shei selim rubas. You should have said nitna halacha shei selim rubas mechamos. The loshon I rosh b'chal makom also. So at the time I said I think pshat and the rosh is different. The Rosh doesn't mean there's two halachas. There's one halacha mechitza, that's daf tesvav, and there's another halacha that you have to have tzel merubah, that's daf chabbeis. That's not the pshat. Sounds like this. La'olam is chak is not a mechitza. Chak is something else. It's a meitzel. It's a mesachak, which means it's a meitzel. So what's Tam Pshat and Moran Tachtas Vav? Moran Tachtas Vav compares it to Mechitza, Oymen Ruba Lapara, it's just totally in a Popa, and Rufuna Beit Rishua. If you hold Oymen Ruba Lapara, they need Oymen Ruba, then over here you have to have Shitzel Me Ruba, and if you hold over there, they get that it's enough, that it's not Paras Ruba, so here it's enough that it's not Chams. The Gemara does compare it to Hilchus Mechitza, like this Fasemis pointed out. There it says. The Gemara means, the Gemara is making a dimin. There's Halacha by Mechitza that you have to have Oymen Ruba. In that halacha, and that's halacha Moshe Mitzinai. And in that halacha Moshe Mitzinai, there's a machlokes of Papa Nebuna Brei Devishua. Does it mean Gdor Ruba, or does it mean Al Tifetz Ruba? So the Gemara is making a dimin. Just like by Mechitza, there's a halacha that you have to have Oymed Ruba. And yet, there's a machlokes of Papa Nebuna Brei Devishua. If Oymed Ruba means Gdor Ruba or Al Tifetz Ruba, so who are they by Schach? Schach has to be a mesach, it has to be a meitzel. And you could have said meitzel means it has to be meitzel 100%. Says there was not nitna halacha that you have to have tzel merubah. Al derech, al mishkal, the way you have to have oymed merubah. Because halacha by mechitz you have to have oymed merubah. And then that is an achaikas if it means gdor merubah al tifetz merubah. So there's a parallel halacha mishum sinai by a mesachik, by a meitzel, that you have to have tzel merubah. And the Gemara assumes that if oymed merubah means gdor merubah, then tzel merubah means tzilosim v'mechamosim. And if oymen merubah means al tifretz rubah, then the halacha machine of tzel merubah also means don't be chamser v'mitzilosim. So it's not the same issue. This is hilchas mechitza and this is hilchas mesachich. But the Gemara is the same that they're parallel to each other. Whatever the halacha machine we see now, if it means gdor rubah, then over here it means more tzel than chamer. And over there if it means al tifretz rubah, then over here it means not more chamer than tzel. Mimela, the halacha we hold that it has to be enough al tifetz ruba, so 50-50 is good. That's what the Lord, that's what the Rosh meant. Nitna halacha sheyet sel meruba. Why do you have to say it's halacha moshe misinai? Because it has to be parallel to the halacha moshe misinai of oymer ruba, in which is a machlekes. What's the rachmana omar? So here also is a machlekes. What's the rachmana omar in the halacha moshe misinai? That's why you use the loshon sel meruba. And this is 50-50. He means because it's like the halacha of oymer ruba. There's halacha moshe mishinai of oymer ruba. That's the loshon we always say in Arabic. You need oymer ruba. That's the halacha. And yet there's a machlokes. Maybe that means gdor ruba. Maybe it means al tifetz ruba. So al derech said there's halacha moshe mishinai of tzel meruba, but there's a machlokes. What exactly it means? And then it's in the Rabban and the Melchamas very much came out before us this way that the Gemara is saying. I'm not going to read from the side right now, but when the Rabban talks this through, the loshon of the Rabban is very much this way that the Gemara is saying just like the halacha moshe mishinai over there is Oymen Meruba, or there's a machlekes, what's the halacha Mishim Sinai over there, there's a machlekes, what's the halacha Mishim Sinai over here. And it might be Mesut if we set this in the Havana. Why is the Gemara comparing these two halachas? Like Mecha Taisa, at the end of the day, it's two different halachas and two different areas of halacha. This is Hilchas Mechitza, and this is Hilchas Meitzim. Like Mecha Taisa, they should be parallel altogether. Mecha Taisa, whatever the Rachmana Omar is by Mechitza, Gidor Ruba, Atifet Ruba, who says that the Rachmana Omar by Tzilos and Ruba has to be parallel? Okay. It seems sort of arbitrary. What is this like? It's a rule. What does the word Ruba mean? I mean, Meruba, what does Meruba mean? I think it's more than that. After all, I'll ask you a question. It's a klutz. It's a klutz question, but it'll help us understand. How come the din of Oymer Ruvala Paritz in the Mechitza, regular standard Mechitza Shabbos, Oymer Ruvala Paritz is only in the width of the Mechitza? There's no din of Oymer Ruvala Paritz in the height of the Mechitza. That Moshe Lobot is all directions. You can have Lobot sideways, upside, you know, up. Doesn't matter. There's always Lobot. The din of Oymer Ruvala Paritz was only said in the length of the Mechitza. The height of the mechitzah has to be 10 tefachim solid. We can be lovered, but it has to be 10 tefachim solid. You have to say, well, 10 tefachim, really, I'm going to melt apart. There's a big break in the middle of, you know, 4 tefachim, but the 6 tefachim, I mean, so it's good. No, we don't say that. You need 10 tefachim solid. I mean, solid could be lovered, but it has to be solid. And the length of the mechitzah, there's the halacha of I'm going to melt apart. What's the pshat? Oymen Meruba is not a shear in the chetz of the mechitzah. Oymen Meruba is a shear in the gidder of the rishos. The function of the mechitzah is to be gidder of the rishos. The rishos has to be gidder, like Yishayim said. The rishos has to be gidder. I could have imagined that maybe to be gidder, the rishos has to be gidder 100%. Comes along the parents and no, Oymen Meruba bala parts. If the rishos is gidder, more gidder than parts, is more oymen than parts, that's called that the Rishus is Kula Godur. It's not a Shia in the Chetz of the Mechitz. That's why it's not relevant to the height. The height of the Mechitz is the Mechitz itself has to be 10 Tvachim tall. What's Oymen Meruba going to help? Here we're talking about something else. We're how long the Mechitz has to be. So the Mechitz is fine. As far as it goes, the Mechitz is a good Mechitz. But is the Rishus Gdur? Is the Rishus Godur? So if the Rishus is Godur to the extent that it's Oymen Meruba, then it's called the Rishus is Godur. If the Rishus is only Godur to the extent that it's not Oymen Meruba, then it's not called the Rishus is Godur. And Metz al Metz is a Machlekes. It's especially compelling in Moshe. We saw shoot this Rashi and the Zayin is that Oymen Meruba is not even measured against how many sides of the Rishus. And you may remember when you measure if the Rishus Hayochad is Oymen Meruba apart, how many sides of the Rishus Hayochad do you measure? Rashi and the Zayin. That's all four sides. What do you mean? You only need to, your mechitzah only have three sides. Nonetheless, Rashi's Oymer Meruba is measured in all four sides. I mean, you take the total of the mechitzahs. The mechitzahs, you only need on three sides, but they have to be big enough that more than 50% or 50% according to Rav Papa of the whole, let's say, rectangle of the Rishus Sayochid is Oymer Meruba apart. So you see for sure, then you see Mamash very striking. It's true anyway, even without the Rashi, but in the Rashi, Mamash is this way. That Oymer Meruba is not a shiur in the mechitzah itself. If it was a shiur in the mechitzah itself, why would I have to measure the fourth side? Why would I take the fourth side into the calculation? The fourth side doesn't need a mechitzah. Right? So no, it's a shiur in the rishus. How much is the rishus godur? The rishus has to be godur completely. Except that Oymer Meruba is called that the rishus is godur completely. Al berech seba yischach. The schach has to be meitzel on the rishus of the sukkah. And I might have thought that to be meitzel means that it's 100% self. And if it's not 100% sell, it's not called that the schach was meitzel, was mesachach, synonymous terms, was meitzel on the rishus of the sukkah. Comes along the turn and says, no. It's not enough to say it's tzel meruba. It's enough that you have tzel meruba. If it's tzel meruba, then it's called the whole rishus is mutzal. Shaded. So that's why it's al derech we find by mechitza. Mechitza has to be going to the rishus. How much does the mechitzah have to be going to the rishus that it should be called the rishus of Godur? More than 50%, or maybe going to our papa 50%. So al berech zeh, there's a halacha that the rishus has to be mutzel. The rishus of the sukkah has to be mutzel mesukkah al yedei aschach, and that means tzel meruba. And how much is called tzel meruba that the whole rishus should be called mutzel? That goes to our papa and our friend the bishul. Tzel meruba, kama meruba. I mean, whatever, oymer meruba, or 50-50. Halacha 50-50 is enough. If 50% of the floor has tell, then that's called the schach was made till on the floor. That's the gedel. That's pshat in the Rosh, and the Mela Afan Noyva. That's pshat in the Ran as well. When the Ran says that if you have that even if it's 50% on top, but down below it's the Abis Mispashit, so it's a pirtzo. The Ran doesn't mean it's a pirtzo midine mechitzo. Schach's not a mechitzo like the Ran says by up. He means it's a pirtzo in the tzel. Meaning the Ran's using the lashon of pirtzo because he's borrowing the Gemara's terminology. The Gemara compares it to Eimer Ruvel of Horus, but it's two different things. It's they're comparable. The mechitza has to be oimid in order to be guided the rishus, and if it's right pirtza, then the rishus is not gadol. So here the schach has to be meitzel on the karka hasukkah, and if the cham is mispashit, and now it's the schach is not able to be meitzel on most of the floor because the cham was mispashit, then that's called so that there was a pirtza. Maybe I put it in air quotes. There's a pirtza in the meitzel that the schach's not called the schach as being meitzel on the floor of the sukkah because the chama spread and now and therefore it's a pirtza in the schach's being meitzel. And just like there's a concept of pirtza by a mechitza, there's a concept of pirtza by a mesachach and a meitzel. So I find that there's no steer between what the Ran says by us that schach is not a mechitza and everything that's happening over there. Schach is not a mechitza, not like the sasemis. I think the sasemis is not true. Or at least not in these Rishonim that we're seeing. Schach is not a mechitza. Schach is a meitzel and a mesachach. The Gemara is saying a dimyon. Just like by a mechitza, the mechitza has to be going to the Rishus, and what's called to be going to the Rishus, that's told in our Papa and our Pain and our Punya Beit Rishua. Gdor Ruba, Altifet Ruba. So the schach has to be a meitzel and the Rishus of the Sukkah. And that goes to the same achlech as Gdor Ruba or Altifet Ruba. Yeah, there's meaning. Nitna Lokshi Yitzel Meruba, but does that mean Silos and Ruba Chamosa? Or just that it shouldn't be Chamosa and Ruba Mitzilos? That's that world of Daf Tesvav and Daf Chavez. That's why in that world, Lovud is irrelevant. Because Lovud only works by Gidur. I want to know, is this a solid fence? Is it Ayman Ruba? So I say, well, but it's more Kanim. It's very thin Kanim. But no, but it's all Lovud. So Lovud, you have a Kanim, Pochus and Igul Ba'emsa. So in the Kovim Kanim, Ayman Mafsidim, it's called the whole thing is Ayman. When you're measuring Ayman, Ruba Laporots, so in the Kovim Kanim, Ayman Mafsidim. Over here we have to measure the chama versus the tzel. If you have tzel mikan, and avir ben, so there's no lovot. What lovot? The mechitza is measured in the mechitza itself. Is it oimid or is it porot? As you go down the length of the mechitza, oimid porot, but if it's pachas migimel, it's either one solid oimid. The schach, the being meitzel of the schach, the porot's meitzel of the schach, is not measured in the schach, it's measured on the floor. Is it meitzel or is it avir? Is it tzel or is it chama? So there is no halacha that if you have tzel, avir, tzel, chama, and all the chamas are less than gimel. So we don't say, oh well, so the tzels are kilo sosum. Love is by a solid object. We have a solid object here, a solid object here, and a nekiv, kultin ba'emsa. This is not a nekiv between two solid objects. This is tzel, there's no love on tzel. Shadow is not a dole, you can't say love on itself. So therefore, love over there is b'chalabel. I don't care to solve it. That's why in Shabbos, love it helps. Even though Gemara compares it to Shabbos, is part of what I want to bring up. Even though the Gemara compares Hilchas Schach to Hilchas Shabbos, so how come by Shabbos, love it helps? By Mechitza Shabbos, love it helps? And by Silsim Ruh Mechamosa, love it doesn't help? Because we never meant that Schach is a Mechitza. We meant just a dinyan. That Schach is a Meitzel, the way a Mechitza is a Goyder. And if Rachman Omer Gdor Ruba, then here also Rachman Omer, you have to have Tzel Ruba. And if Rachman Omer Al-Tipet Ruba, then over here Rachman Omer shouldn't be Chamam Ruba. But it's two different things. Being geider and being meitzel are two different things. In being geider, love would make sense. I have a geider and I have a geider and I have these space. The kovim kan and ainam apsidim is a geider. But here I thought we're talking about meitzel. So I have tzel chama. There's no such thing as love. And what love? Because shadows attach each other. The shadows become attached. There's no such thing. So that's so far. That's chelgal. A schach is not a mechitzo, but it's a meitzo. That's has to be meitzel and the rishus of the sukkah. Al derech, the way you're looking, it has to be go to the rishus. But tzach has another halacha. There's another din of tzach. Besides the din meitzel of tzach, tzach also has to be an oil. That's a different din. How do we know that a tzach has to be an oil? And the more the beginning of Hayoshin. Hayoshin tachas amito. So the yod stecha b'osu, why? Because also the oil of the mito and it's mevat the oil of the tzach. That's only with tzel. The haraya. The balamor holds, so we're talking about tzel, but they're about by Ilum Moshe. The balamor holds, that cell is determined by the one that was there first. Whatever was there first is the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah by the case of the ilum that's chamsa, that's really just a sparse ilum, just a few branches. So that the branches pass what's underneath them. So otherwise it depends. If the ilum was there first, so then the ilum is the mitzvah. Then it lacks in the mitzvah of the schach. But if the schach was there first, then the ilum is not the mitzvah. The ritva qualifies that way. So the ritva says if it's first, or if it's higher, either one. Elyon who choshev apilu mochet. So either if it's Elyon or if it's kodem, one or the other. The meat is neither nor. The meat is not kodem and it's not Elyon. So if you're looking at the cell, if you have a mita and you have a schach, which is the meitzel? According to the Radval and the ritual, which is the meitzel? The schach. The mita is not kodem and the mita is not Elyon. And yet the Gemara says that the mita, the oil of the mita, is mevatel the oil of the schach. The answer is that's nothing to itself. That's a new halacha that a schach has to be an oil, and a mita has to be sitting in the oil of the schach. I guess maybe as part of the mashmoys of the supposition, we have to be sitting in the oil of the schach. And if you're sitting under a mita, so then you're not sitting in the oil of the schach. You're sitting in the oil of the mita. Osi oil aray, mevatel oil aray. I think that's a separate halacha. That's not halacha is a meitzel. The meitzel doesn't take away from the being meitzel the schach at all. It's a new halacha, but it's a separate halacha. It's another din that the schach has to be an oil. I think that's why. I think that's the Havana why, if you have Avir running down the middle, more than Gimel Klokim, so it passes. Why does it pass? As far as the Meitzel of the Schach, who cares if there's Avir running down the middle? It's still Oymid Rubel Aparts. It's still Tzivos and Richa Moser. Why is it in the Mechitza Shabbos? The Mechitza Shabbos, as long as I'm Oymid Rubel Aparts, I don't care that there are breaks. There are big breaks. The whole fourth side is parts. And you can have lots of breaks. It doesn't matter as long as Sach Hakel is Ayin Rubel Aparetz. It's called the Rishus of Golden. And the same thing by Sach. As long as you have Tzivosim Mechamosa, then it's called the Sach is Meisel. So where does Halacha come from? That if you have a break down the middle, then it divides the Sach in half, and now it's Shnei Tzchochem, and each one doesn't have Gimel Tfamis. Where's that coming from? The answer is, I think that's coming from the oil of the Sach. That's not from the Din Meisel of the Sach. I mean, the Meisel of the Sach, that's only totally in Tzivosim Mechamosa. But besides, this is a different halacha. Besides being a meitzel, the schach has to be an oil. And in Hilchas oil, a break down the middle divides the oil.
Can you have an oil with two oils?
No, but this oil has to have three. No, the schach has to be an oil. And if you have two, or if you have a break in the middle, then it's called you have two schachs. A schach is an oil. You have to be an oil of the sukkah. And if you have a break down the middle, then you're not an oil of a sukkah. You're an oil of two sukkahs. Because it's two oils, and if it's two sukkahs, each one has to have their own gimel tfanis. the fact that a schach has to be an oil means that if it's two oils, it's two schachs. And each schach needs to have gimel tfanis.
Isn't
that
just an issue of hashar tfanis?
Doesn't matter. That part of the identity of a schach is that it has to be an oil. I have to sit in the oil of the schach. And if this is not one schach, but if it's not one oil but two, then it's two schachs. Because part of what a schach has to be a schach, is that it has to be an oil. Since part of what a schach has to be is an oil, and if it's more than one oil, then it's more than one schach. And then every schach is needed separately. And that's but here love it helps. And here it in love it helps. By the din of Tzilsim Rumi Hamasa, love it didn't help. Right? You had and in this halacha, love it helps. Pachatim Gimel Avir, it doesn't pass. That was one of the things that was bothering me in the beginning. How come by the din of Tzilsim Rumi Hamasa, that Pesvav doesn't help to be loved? Or you know, you have to, as long if by Shabbos it helps, love it helps by Shabbos. If you have Kanim and they're in love with each other, it's called Ayman Ruba. So how come you don't say the same thing by Schach? If you have Kamsa Mu Mitzilosa, it's mostly Avir, but all the Avir is so small, the Pachas and Yigimu. So we said before, because what's going to help? It's a Meitzel. There we thought the Schach has a Meitzel. So as a Meitzel, what is the Pas Lovod? You're measuring how much Meitzel it is. The Oymen Ruba being Meitzel is measured on the floor. So on the floor, there's no Lovod. But this is a different halacha. Besides being a Meitzel, the Schach has to be an oil. An oil, the Schach itself has to be an oil. That's nothing to itself. That has nothing to do with itself. That's it. In the schach has to have Torah's oil. You have to be in the oil of the schach. That's it. In the mito, you have to be in the oil of the schach. So if you have a breakdown in the middle, that's what yesh b'zeh masha'ein b'zeh. On the one hand, a breakdown in the middle, as far as the halacha of meitzel is concerned, the sugyas and tesvav and chabez, the fact that you have avir down the middle doesn't hurt. What do I care? As long as I have tzlosim and mechamosim. But hilchos oil, because it's still called the Rishus, I was Meitzel, the Schach is Meitzel on the Rishus, because it's Oymid Meruba, it's Tzel Meruba. But in Hilchas Oil, a break down the middle of more than Gimel Tvachim makes it into two oils. And you see the Feirish in the Gemara, when the Gemara talks about Lovod, and let me just finish the quote. Masha'enke by Lovod is Faket. Lovod helps by oil, and it doesn't help by Tzel Meruba. Because there's no Lovod on itself, but on an oil it could be Lovod. And so in Meduik, when the Gemara talks about the halachos, the shal of Lovod Bemsa, so one of the things the Gemara compares it to is oil and mace. Because the parash of Lovod, the sugyas of Lovod by Schach, those have to do with the oil aspect of the Schach. And the Gemara wants to say, oh, you see by oil and mace, that Bemsa, there's no Lovod. And we say, no, that's Hilchos Gemira, oil and mace is different than other kinds of oil. But Kapodim, that's a sugya of the Paris oil of the Schach. Such a clarity in the whole thing. We'll see. I think we can take a few more minutes and we can do interesting things with this. But the main one is there's two dinim in the schach. This is what Hamur Mikol Anala. I think it's like the totality of the parak is going to this. Hamur Mikol Anala, from everything that we were gay and Tezvav and Chabez and now the sugars over here, I think that the bottom line is there's two dinim in schach. There's one dinim in schach, the schach has to be a meitzel. Meaning the schach has to be meitzel on the reshus of the sukkah. Al mishkal, similar to the way a machitza has to be goyder reshus to make it into reshus hayochid, the schach has to be meitzel on the reshus of the sukkah in order that it should be called that it's a mutzah. That's the sukkah and tesvav and chabez, that has gedorim of oyv nubol aparetz and it's tolina papa nefuna beit yibishua and so on and so forth, because that's a very similar idea. The mechitza has to be goyder the rishus. The schach has to be meitzel on the rishus. Is it gedor ruba? Is it aptipet ruba? Is it similarly tzel meruba? Does that mean should be tzel meruba or not kamsa meruba and so on? What do you need to make the schach a mesachech, a meitzel on the rishus of the sukkah? And there, as far as those sukkahs are concerned, on the one hand, the fact that there's a break of avir, you can have lots of breaks of avir. I don't care as long as I'm in meruba. But on the other hand, if it's not even Meruba, if it's Chamsa Meruba, then Lovod is not going to help you. What's Lovod? We need Sel Meruba, and Sel Meruba and Sel is no Lovod. Those are the sugars. So it has to cool in a chumra, so to speak. You know, the Torah is a metzel of the sukkah. On the one hand, it has a kula, but I don't care that there are breaks. And really, as far as those sukkahs are concerned, the breaks could be more than gimel tefachim. Also, in mechitzah Shabbos, you can have breaks that are more than gimel tefachim. Who cares? As long as it's oyman aruba. But on the other hand, there's a chumrah that lova doesn't help. If it's not tzel aruba, if it's chamsa aruba, then even if the nekovim are lova, what's it going to help? But it's chamsa aruba. Then there's the other din of schach. That schach has to be an oil. As far as the Torah's oil of the schach is concerned, here a hefsek down the middle is already a problem. You can't say, well, who cares if there's a hefsek? It's still some ruba. It's ayim and ruba la parts. Who cares if it's ayim and ruba la parts? But there's a din oil over here. That's the hilchas still some ruba chamosu. That belongs to those issues. But here we're talking about something else. The schach has to be an oil, and if there's a break down the middle, more than gimel tefachim, or schach posim, more than dalet tefachim, so then the oil was divided in half. Now you have two oils. Every oil has to have gimel, has to have tefachim. So that's a chumrah. In the dinim of oil, you have a chumrah that every break becomes a problem. In the dinim of oimid mubala paros, the dinim of the schach has to be a meitzel. Breaks aren't a problem, as long as it's silos and meruba. But in the dinim of oil, a break becomes a problem. But on the other hand, there's a kula in hilchas oil that since it's not really an issue of itself per se, it's an issue in the oil of the schach itself, then love would work. The same way love would work with any oil, love would work here also. This, by the way, ties in. I don't want to go over the same ground again that we talked about the other week, but this plugs in very well to the Ran's Havon of what's the shayla in Lovin Be'emsa. He says, because the schach is not really a mechitza, and Lovin is only said by mechitzas. So we might spin around, what do you mean? Lovin is only by mechitza? You have Lovin by Hanocha and Shabbos. So yeah, that's the Lovin of to be Nogim. But the Lovin of being Sosum, that Lovin comes from the fact that the mechitza is Sosum, and the Lovin doesn't stop it. The steamer doesn't come from the Lovin itself. The lover comes from the mechitza. The mechitza is kestuma. The mechitza is semis, and the lover doesn't stop the mechitza from being seisim. So the issue here is so on the one hand, the schach is talking out of mechitza. So lover maybe should not be relevant. That's not the main lover b'amsa. The other tzad is, but it is an oil. So an oil is not a mechitza, but it's a different kind of stimulus. So that's the shayla. It's a limited. It's also a seisim. An oil is also a seisim. So that's the shayla. Is the halacha of lovut that it doesn't? It's not meneh the stima only then by the stima of a mechitza, or is it also by the stima of an oil? That's the issue of lovut. Anyway, that's a separate discussion. Maybe we'll. I don't want to get bogged down that. But that's a discussion we had in the past. That I think this Reg will plug into that. So now. I was thinking like this. Yesterday, I told you a passage from Rabbi Sinkel. I think this will set a lot up in that passage. But so far, this is as clear as the club is on. The Sameach had an interesting kasha. The Sameach said, the Ramban writes in the Milchamas that we can't possibly paskin like the Lishna Master of Rav, that the Shir's Chachposel is Dalet Amos, because if the Shir's Chachposel is Dalet Amos, then the din of Doifin Akuma it will be totally moot. You'll never need Doifin Akuma, because you only need Doifin Akuma for Dalet Amos, and Dalet Amos anyway is kosher. So since we have sugyas that talk about Doifin Akuma, Gemara Davov, Mechitzin, it's the Benishchel good the love the Doifin Akuma. So you see this Gemara about Doifin Akuma. It must be that Dalok is not like the Lishna Basar Rav. That's the Ramban. Yeah, we talked about the Goyim. The Goyim don't seem to hold this way. The Ramban's making an argument against the Goyim, the Bahag. Right, but in the Ramban himself, that's the Ramban's argument. If the Shear of Schach Posel, even the Emsa, is Dalet Amos, then Lovud is now mooted. There's no need ever. I'm sorry, the Doifin Akuma is mooted. You never need Doifin Akuma. Because you only need Doifin Akuma to take care of the problem that you have. Dalet Amos of Schach, focus with Dalet Amos of Schach Posel. Focus with Dalet Amos of Schach Posel is not a problem anyway, because the Shir Schach Posel is Dalet Amos. It must be that we don't pass in like Lishna Basra of Rav. Esther Be'er Simcha says, I'll show you a case where you could use Doifin Akuma. And it has nothing to do with the shear of the Schach Posel. Schach Posel could be have the shear of Dalet Amos. It doesn't matter. You need Doifin Akuma, nothing else will do. What's the case? You have a sukkah that's chamsum ruvim silosum. But with doifen akuma, you could turn it into silosum ruvim chamsum. You had a case where you have neser psal, neser psal, neser psal. But unlike the case in the Gemara where the two psals in the middle are, you have two psals in the middle, this is a case where it just goes neser psal, neser psal, neser psal, neser psal, neser psal, neser. So sahakal, since it's even an odd number, you have more neser than psal. So it's chamsum ruvim silosum. But if you say doifen akumo, you can get rid of the one neser, and then you'll have mess on neser, tap like a pup, and mess on neser is good.
Isn't in this case the neser going to be considered spot kosher?
Why? Every neser. Yeah, the neser is schach kosher, but it's still. No, the neser is schach posel. Dalet vachem is a neser, is a schach posel. It doesn't have the sheer of dalet amos, maybe. You need to have many nesorim to make up a dalet amos. Everybody's made the. I mean, it's machaitz meir and biyuda, maybe, but. But a kapanu, if according to a mayor that has Xerius Nesorim, a Neser Dalet Vochim is a Schach Posel. Anyway, I don't have to forget Neser. You have Shpudim. Shpud Upsal, Shpud Upsal, Shpud Upsal, Shpud. You know, we don't have to get bogged down with Nesorim. It's not like you have a case. Schach Posel, Schach Posel, Schach Posel, Schach Posel. I don't care why they are. They could be as whatever width you want. But it's Hamsun Mumit Silosim.
It can't be for.
The sukkah is 30 feet wide. It's a football stadium. But the whole sukkah goes shpoid. I don't care why the shpoid is, whatever it is. Shpoid, schaf, shpoid, schaf, shpoid, schaf, shpoid. So there's more shpudim, there's one more shpoid than there is schaf. So it's chamsa, mu'ubami, tzilosa. It doesn't help over here to say maybe the Shias Chach Basel, Dalet Hamin, Dalet Tvachim. It doesn't matter. Even if he's a tiny little Shvudim, and they're much less than Dalet Tvachim, what's it going to help? The Schach is Chamsum, the Schach is Roiv Schach Basel. It's Chamsum, Ruvim, which he lost. So basically, it's more Schach Basel than Schach Kosher. It's part of the alignment. That's the significant as well. The Schach is Kosher B'Shvudim. It doesn't matter how big the Shvudim are, how wide they are. Doesn't matter. The Shai is it Silsum Ruv or is it Chamsum Ruv? Is it Ayimud Ruv or is it Paritz Ruv? So here it's Paritz Ruv al Ayimud. I have one more Shbud than I have Schach. But if I say Dekhan Akuma, then I will solve the problem. Because I can then get rid of one of the Shbudim. Now it'll be Mechzal Mechzal, Mechzal Mechzal, Rokhaz Kosher. So here you have a case. Says the Mei Simcha, you see, the Rabban said that we can't possibly pass the Shir Schach Basel with Dalet Amos, because the Shir Schach Basel with Dalet Amos, you never need Doifen Akuma. Here's a case where I need Doifen Akuma, regardless of what the Shir Schach Basel is. Fiat Vorim Eila, I think we could say is a teretzia. The din of doifen akumov that we find in the Gemara was said in the Gemara to take care of which problems? Problems in oil or problems in being meitzel? In the meitzel. The matter we said there's two different worlds. There's the world of schach has two different din. There's one din of schach that it has to be tzilsa merubah. And then there's another din. That the schach has to be an oil, it can't be a hefsek in the oil. If you have a hefsek in the oil, then it's two oils. Or if there's a hefsek between the oil and the doifen, then the oil is separate from the doifen. The kitzur, the oil is then you can't have a hefsek in the oil, because any hefsek, any chatzitz in the oil turns them into two oils, and then each oil is doesn't have gimufanis, it's separated from its defanis. All the cases in the Gemara of doifen akuma were said to solve problems in the tzilos and merubah of the schach, the oil and merubah dekadin. Or the oil dekadim. The oil dekadim. Because all the cases they were talking about that we they're all tzilsa merubah chamasa. As far as we know. Right? All the cases by Shenifchas and Achsadra and every case that we had in the Gemara, these were not cases of chamsa merubah tzilasa. The tzel was more than the cham. The problem was, but there's a mafsik in the middle of the oil that's dividing into two oils. And in that is halach of doifen akuma. But leishamanu me'olam, that doifen akuma works, is in the other halach of the schach has to be a meitzel. And maybe taken out. maybe Doifin Akuma was only said in the Din Oil of the Schach. That in the Din Oil of the Schach as an oil has a chatzitza between it and the tfanis. So there's a din of doifin akuma that's mekarev the tfanis to the schach. I don't necessarily know if I even need this whole fancy lundus for this particular nekuda, but it's gonna be relevant in a second. So I wanted to say it this way. I could say it maybe even without this way. Just say, stop. Who says Doifin Akuma works for Tzilos and for Chamsa Merubah? Maybe Doifin Akuma only works for a Hefsek. Doesn't work for Tzilos and Merubah. I mean, I have to say that would be a Nusach all by itself. But now I want to say it this way for a reason. But you see, Schach has two din. Schach has a din that has to be Tzilos and Merubah. It can't be Chamsa Merubah. That's the din of Kisvot, but that's the Zot, that conveys. I don't have a Gemara anywhere that in that parsha of Tzilos and Rubo that the Schach has to be a Meitzel, that Doifin Akuma was said in that context. Doifin Akuma was always said in the context of Hefsek. So Yesh Vanu Loima, and that's where Meitzel Chizkasha conduces to, that maybe Doifin Akuma was only said in the din oil of the Schach. Schach has to be an oil, and you can't be a hefsek in the middle of oil, because then each oil doesn't have gimel tfanis. And you also can't have a hefsek between the schach and the doifin. Yeah, I think maybe we have to add, and that also has to do with hilchos doifin, with hilchos oil. So that is a parasha of doifin akuma, that doifin akuma is able to be mechaber the oil of the schach to the tfanis. But if we're being that is the schach chamsa ruba or tzilsa ruba. There could be that we don't find anywhere that there's halacha of Doifin Akuma. Maybe Doifin Akuma doesn't work for that. And Faket also. I think maybe this is the Havana in the Rashi and the Rin Hanano, that even after Doifin Akuma, you could sleep under the Doifin. You can sleep under the schach. As long as not a schach bustle, you can sleep under the schach. How can you sleep under the schach? Now it's a doifin. How are you sleeping under a doifin? The answer is, doifin al-kuma was only said in mitzad the hilchas oil of the schach. So mitzad the hilchas oil of the schach, since the schach is rochel from the tfanos, I need doifin al-kuma, we look at it as a doifin. So now my tfanos is connected to the oil of the schach. But as far as it didn't make sil of the schach, the Meitzel of the Schach is measured the entirety of the Schach. What I want to know is this Din Meitzel of the Schach, is in Meitzel on the Rishus of the Sukkah, that includes the part of the Doifin Akuma. It's the mirror image of what I'm saying in regard to Ramei Simcha, and it follows from what I'm saying in regard to Ramei Simcha. Once we say that Doifin Akuma doesn't work to take the Sukkah that was Chamsa Merubah and turn it into a Sukkah that's Tzilsa Merubah, Ramei Simcha's Kasher. Why not say Doifin Akuma to take the sukkah that's Chamsa Merubah and turn it into Tzilsa Merubah? The teretz is that Doifin Akuma wasn't said in the halacha of it's two different parshiyos. In the parsha that Schach has to be a meitzel, we don't find anywhere Doifin Akuma works. That's the answer to Ramei Simcha's kasha. So if you have a sukkah that's Chamsa Merubah, it's shpoid, schach, shpoid. So you can't say, oh, Doifin Akuma will take off one of the shpudim. Doesn't help, because when I'm measuring the din meitzel of the schach, there is no parsha of Doifin Akuma, so I still have to measure the totality of the schach. So the opposite is also true. Even in the case when I say Doifin Akuma, because the schach is rocking from the whatever. Even in the case when I need to say Doifin Akuma, I only say Doifin Akuma klapin in oil of a schach, but klapin in the meitzel of a schach. There's no din of Doifin Akuma. So what's included in the meitzel of the schach? Even the schach that turned into a doifin is still included in the meitzel of the schach. Because Doifin Akuma was only said in the other halacha of the schach, and in the oil of the schach. There is a parsha of Doifin Akuma. But in the meitzel of the schach, there is no Doifin Akuma. So Mimela, that Doifin Akuma, the schach that's turning into Doifin, is turning into Doifin instead of the oil of the schach. But as far as the tilchus meitzel of the schach, it's still a meitzel. It's schach and it's not Doifin. All right, because it remains in chaskasha. If it's part of the meitzel of the schach, so Rashi and Mimela cannot hold that I can sleep under. Because the sleeping under the schach has to do with the meitzel of the schach. The schach has to be meitzel Yeah, but some positive. I mean, that's a chiddush. Maybe that's not so positive. Maybe that's why the rich men around the holloway. Maybe the rich men around the holloway have to sleep under the oil of the sach. Also, you have to sleep under the oil of the sach, not enough to sleep under the maizel of the sach. But Yichalanu Leimar, that Rashi and the Rabbi Yichalanu hold that the din of sleeping, there's no din you can't sleep under the oil of. There's no din you have to sleep under the oil of the sach. You can sleep under the tannis. There's a din you have to sleep under the maizel of the sach. And the maizel of the sach, that's fine. That type of kumah has no Yichalanu Leimar. Maybe I could add it to it. I'm just thinking now, Josephus Havon on this. Because why does Doifan Akuma only work for the din oil of the sach, not for the din meitzel of the sach? Because in the din oil, the tefanis are also part of the oil. That's true in general. We don't have the Shabbos, that's true. You know, when the oil has tefanis, it's more, it enhances the Torah's oil shibboleth. In Shabbos, for example, it depends if it's different. Yeah, there's all kinds of chiluk kedargas and the protein, but basically, Shabbos is more chomer, and oil that has mechitzas is more chomer. In the Torah, in an oil, the mechitzas are part of the oil. In the din meitzel, the tefanis have nothing to do with the meitzel of the schach. So the whole notion that the schach could merge with, like you say, doifen akumah, that the schach turns into doifen, that makes sense in the din of oil of the schach. Because the tefanis are also part of the oil of the schach. So even though I have schach kosher over here and I have tefanis over here, so where's my oil? You know, my schach, the schach of my oil, the gag of my oil and the tefanis of my oil are accepted. But since it's schach posel be'emsa, I could say the schach posel be'emsa, which can't be really the gag of my oil, but it could be the side of my oil. That goes with doifen akuma. But there, that's more amenable to doifen akuma because the tefanis are anyway belong to the oil of the sukkah. The tefanis of the schach is part of the oil, the gag of the oil, and the tefanis are the mechitzas of the oil. So there I could say, doifen akuma, that I could take apart that, I can take that section, which looks like it's part of the gag of the oil, and I can turn it into the side of the oil. So there I have a notion of doifen akuma. But in the tefanis meitzel of the schach, the tefanis has nothing to do with the meitzel of the schach. So maybe the doifen akuma altogether makes no sense. And then I said to Sefer Zoram, I don't need to say that. I can say it's not. That's the ilkhus. But I can say it also. Sorry, I think maybe that's a gushmaka to Sefer. But even in the Havana Shabbai, doifen akuma belongs to the Torah's oil of the sach more than it belongs to the Torah's maids of the sach. And the main thing that I want to bring out is there are Meir Simchas Kasha on the one hand, and the Rashi and the Rein Hananel on the other hand, they're flip sides of the same issue. But Rav Meir Simchas Kasha forces us to think that Doifen Akuma doesn't work for the Meitzel of the Sach. For the Din Meitzel of the Sach, you can't use Doifen Akuma. And Rashi and Rav Meir Hanana forces us to think that even after you say Doifen Akuma, the Chaylik of the Sach that L'chayra turned into Doifen is actually still part of the Meitzel of the Sach. And those are two sides of the same thing. Doifen Akuma was said in the oil of the Sach. That's the main thing we're going to have. But that's a separate Pasha. Doifen Akuma belongs to the oil of the Sach. But it has nothing to do with the din Meitzel of the Sach. So on the one hand, you can't say Doifen Akuma to turn Chamsur Ruba into Tzilsum Ruba. Because Doifen Akuma wasn't said in the Torah's Meitzel of the Sach. And on the other hand, even when I do say Doifen Akuma, but as far as the Torah's Meitzel of the Sach is concerned, the Doifen Akuma doesn't exist. And I can still stand there for Rashi and the Rabbi of Hanan hold, I can still sleep under the doifen, as long as it's made out of Sach Kosher, of course. Tachas and Esorim Leisha. But Tachas and Sach Kosher, you could, Tachas and Psalm, you could sleep. Okay.